Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, Vincent. Thanks for joining us. I'd like to take a look at the exporter sector today. Given that the ringgit has been weak still after Trump's win and appears to remain weak at least in the near future, you know, especially with the Fed suggesting more rate hikes next year, is now a good time to revisit exporters as an investment theme?
Yeah, certainly. And we expect the share prices to react to strong prospective earnings. So the exporting sectors that we like would include the E&E, the electronics and electrical sector.
Mm-hmm.
We also like some of the glove manufacturers, for example. We believe that furniture manufacturers could benefit as well.
Stripping off the forex factor, which exporters are still seeing increasing demand and which are still growing organically?
I think the most exciting sector that should see good organic demand would be the E&E sector. In particular, there are two subsectors in there. One refers to the OSAT, the semiconductor sector, and that should benefit from not just your normal migration towards smartphone demand for semiconductor components, but it should benefit from the good replenishment cycle on iPhone 8. Yeah.
So it still hinges on the prospects of mobile phones largely?
Yes, for that segment, the key drivers would be mobile phones and the automotive market. For the other subsegment, which relates to EMS, that subsector should benefit from primarily the trend in Dyson's good fortunes,
mm-hmm.
strong demands for Dyson's electrical consumer products.
Because Dyson itself is also still growing.
Yes, not only is Dyson's products doing well, but they've also got these big ambitions to introduce a lot more new products out in the next 3 to 5 years.
So which are your top picks, say, within the E&E space as well as the EMS space?
On the OSAT space, we like Inari. That's our key pick. But we also believe that the likes of Looptronics should benefit as well. On the EMS side, our top pick is VS Industries. But we also note there are a couple of other beneficiaries, i.e. suppliers to Dyson, such as SKP and EG.
Has the market priced in the weakness in the ringgit into the share prices of these companies that you've mentioned?
I don't believe so, because at this point in time, the market tends to be reactive given the current general concern, especially with the ringgit weakness. So the market will react positively, though, when results are announced.
What about challenges such as, you know, the rise in raw material costs, foreign labour issues? How does this play out in this scenario here?
I think the strength of the US dollar will more than compensate for that.
Okay. So
In general, yeah.
Mm.
Now, sorry, I forgot to mention that the other sector that should benefit from a little bit of organic growth would still be rubber glove manufacturing.
Which rubber glove maker would seek to benefit the most?
We believe that it would be Top Glove, because of Top Glove's heavy exposure towards the rubber glove rather than nitrile glove. And if you look at the supply-demand dynamics, we believe that the dynamics would favour more of the rubber gloves. And with regards to raw mat cost, it would be good to know that the rubber companies have been able to raise prices to offset the cost. And with the current state of the ringgit, it should allow the companies to expand margins further.
Now, on a more recent note, Bank Negara has announced measures to enhance liquidity of our forex market, one which, of course, requires exporters to convert at least 75% of their proceeds into ringgit. Firstly, will the exporters actually go through with this? I mean, how likely will this be executed successfully and efficiently?
Well, this is made into law, so it definitely has to be executed. The new requirements are a little bit cumbersome when it comes to paperwork, but by and large, the financial impact will be minimal, we believe.
How will this conversion impact the exporter space? I mean, will we see huge one-off gains in the next 1 to 2 quarters, you know, from some of these exporters? You know, should they realize these forex holdings into ringgit?
It won't affect the accounting recognition, yeah. Because generally, you have this mark-to-market phenomenon that impacts P&L anyway. In terms of this new ruling, it does not require the exporters to bring back their legacy funds that are put overseas. It only pertains to new export revenues.
Do you deem this as a positive move for the exporter space? How will it sort of affect their hedging of their costs and for them to retain a certain percentage of their holdings for their imports?
I think through a few rounds of consultations with these exporters, Bank Negara has allowed a fairly good facilitation, quite a pragmatic facilitation from the onshore side. So the good news is that although there's going to be a bit more cumbersome paperwork involved for the exporters, but by and large, as I mentioned, the financial impact will be not significant.
Thanks, Vincent. And that was Vincent Koo, Head of Research for Malaysia at UOB Kay Hian. And Julian is now standing by to speak to Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at US Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.